Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Great to see all of you. Lots of people here visiting this morning. Pray that our service is a blessing to you as we think about the gift of the nation to us. We'll have that, some song and special prayers today. But I want to focus in again on our text from Luke chapter 10 because I think it's critical here. Very critical because it's Jesus' straight teaching. Jesus sends out his messengers, 72 of them. It's right there in Luke chapter 10. Is this passage something that we should be doing? Should we be messengers of God's peace? Now, some people would say, no, not so much. What difference will it really make to share God's peace? There's going to be peace or conflict in the news in the week ahead. What difference will it really make to share God's peace in someone's life? Another person might come to the conclusion that I don't need to share God's peace. That's a job for the professionals to do. That pastor, Pastor Jeremy, he's got the vestments that he wears and he's had the training and he's just got all the right words. That's something for paid professionals to do, to share God's peace. So for a whole bunch of reasons, people come to the conclusion, sharing God's peace is really not something that I'm supposed to be doing. It's something for somebody else to do. And there's also one more reason why we're shy in sharing God's peace with different households and so forth. And that is this, doesn't it remind you of what evangelists did like 50 or 60 years ago? My goodness, that's so outdated and of a bygone era. Billy Graham speaking to packed crowds and stadiums. I don't want to come across as too pushy. I don't want to be off-putting. That's really not something that I want to be doing, evangelism. And so a lot of people are citing, and there's lots of books written about this, don't share. And so to a large degree, the sharing of God's peace is kind of quiet oftentimes out in the world. I want to address that here this morning in my time with us, and I pray that it's a blessing. Jesus still sends out messengers. We got to deal with the text that's been given to us and not massage and try to change it. Why does he do this? Why is this important? Well, the first thing that must be said is that these people in Luke chapter 10 were not the professionals. See, in Luke's gospel, there are two accounts of groups that are sent out by Jesus to share God's peace and to share about the kingdom of God being near. There's two accounts. The first account is in Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Now, these guys are the professionals. They're called the apostles, and their names are listed, and they even have that fancy title. They're called the apostles, and each name of those apostles is listed in Luke chapter 6. Jesus sends them out to proclaim peace. Now, if that was the only passage in Luke's gospel, I think we could land on that argument that sharing God's peace is only for the professionals, people like the apostles, James and John and Peter. But my friends, there's a second account. This account, Luke chapter 10. And in Luke chapter 10, these people are not the professionals. Their names aren't even listed here. They don't have a fancy title. We don't even know who these people are. Jesus sends them out, 72 of them. Now, for an advanced Bible study subject, I will suggest this. If you look this text up, there are some people that argue that the number here is 70. In fact, some translations will say that, and there's theological reasons for why that number might be 70. But most scholars land on this number being 72. Jesus was communicating something. There is one other passage in the entire Bible that has that number, the number 72. And so the thought is that 72 is referencing that passage. That passage is Genesis chapter 10. after the flood in which the entire world was ruined, in that passage, Genesis chapter 10, there is a listing of all the nations on the earth. And if you're up at 2 a.m. in the morning, go ahead and count how many nations there are. Check it out. There's 72 nations.